Jerry Beto Show, 1036. We should be joined momentarily in the studio by Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish. I have a number of things to talk about, including why she's in the Northeast Wisconsin area today. But Weekly Standard also posted a profile of her yesterday. And there's some interesting quotes from her. I want to get some thoughts on that from her and just some other things. We're not going to go to another topic because she is walking in the door right now. So I'm not going to start. No, you sit there, relax. Slow down. You're here in plenty of time.
I'm here.
Yeah. Just take a breath. Decompress. You're fine. Great.
I need no breath. This is good exercise.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Ooh, and this is bad mix minus.
Oh, it's what?
Mix minus.
It is? Okay, so you're hearing, well, you don't need
that
anyway.
Yeah, so those of you at home, mix minus is when you're getting feedback in your ear. You can hear yourself
a second after you said what you just said. Actually, you know what it is?
What?
I get that all the time. But what happened is I've acclimated to it because it's a digital system.
Where, really? So yeah. That's every day for you?
Yeah, I don't notice it anymore. Yeah, when you do it for the first...
No, that's the voices in your head.
Yeah, see, well, which was a relief to hear, well, that one sounds just like me. That one's new. No, because I thought, well, I can't do this. When they first put the system in 2008, I said, I can't do this.
And you just got used to it.
Yeah. I said, oh, don't worry. In a day or two, you won't even notice.
Well,
it.
See, as a news anchor, you get used to other people's voices
in your
ear. And
I don't know how
ear.
You TV people do that, because I've been on television.
Again, you get used to it.
Oh,
because
man.
You know that anytime a producer is talking to you, they're feeding you new information, if it's spot news or breaking news, and it's important for the viewer to know, or they're giving you some sort of direction.
Yeah, see, that's...
And if you don't follow that direction, who's going to end up looking like the fool?
But see...
That would be the guy on TV.
Yeah, but see, when the anchor's asking, because they were getting my political insight,
mm-hmm.
and it was live from this building, so the anchor's asking me a question, and the producer's telling me to move to my left, and it's like, because there were two of us, and they were trying to get the shot was off a little bit. It's like, really? You do this every day?
It's good multitasking.
There you go. All right. Obviously, is Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish. Hey, by the way, do we have you for the whole half hour? What do you got?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, excellent. Because there's all sorts of stuff I want to talk about.
Let's go.
Yeah. It's going to be a great segment. I haven't had her in the studio in quite a while. Let's start with, and I know you want to talk about this, and I want to take you back. It was last time you were on the show, I believe, and it was via telephone. And I'm sure you saw it. The Journal Sentinel was amazed that you didn't regret the 250,000 jobs pledge made by the campaign. Yeah, they, you know, Bader asked her if she, and strangely, she doesn't, you know, which was kind of funny. But you know how they play things.
Yeah, why in the world would you ever regret hanging out an aggressive goal?
Yeah.
I mean, do you vote for the guy who gives something weak and is unambitious, or do you vote for the guy who says, this is what I want, we're going to go big or go home? And ultimately, I think voters should and can judge us on the fact that we did hang that aggressive goal out there. And you know what? We're still going after it. And right now, after losing 133,000 jobs under the previous administration, we've seen the creation of 100,000 new jobs. Personal income growth is up 4.4% year over year. And small business starts, that is the great unsung pledge of 2010, are up as well. We wanted to see the creation of 10,000. Now we've seen the creation of more than 16,000, almost 17,000 net new businesses.
See, that's what they're using it for now. They're obfuscating the development, the growth, by using that number. And the reality is, and this is what's killing them, the story is very, very positive, and that is that's the reason you're in the area today and talk about that.
Well, sure. Do you want to go in the right direction, or do you want to go in the wrong direction, backward to the failed policies of the past? Sure, I'm here today because Alpha Prime is expanding, huge 10,000 square foot expansion there. I have a great relationship with that company because obviously it's a paper goods company, and I grew up the daughter of an envelope salesman. My dad worked for a Butler-based company called Western States Envelope Company. You probably have my dad's company's products in your stockroom somewhere, okay. Or you might even have them in your home if you're listening from home. If you ever see those envelope boxes with all the little teeny envelopes all across the sides, that's Western States Envelope Company. And so I remember, playing hide and seek in the plant over the weekends, in between all those die cutting machines. I was probably OSHA nightmare as a child. However, it taught us, my sister and me, the value of manufacturing, and also the value of adapting in an industry that has changed considerably over the last 20, 30 years. Guys, imagine, the internet celebrated its birthday this year. Imagine being in the envelope industry over those last years. So Alpha Prime has really been able to diversify and find new revenue streams and has done very, very well. And we love to celebrate successes. We love to celebrate when a Wisconsin company grows and does it organically. It's a spectacular success story for us.
There's Maria Santos wrote a profile about you in the Weekly Standard, Scott Walker's successor.
So you saw that.
You are so uncomfortable with positive publicity. You just crack me up every time.
You thought that was positive?
What part didn't you like?
You know what I didn't like? I probably shouldn't say this on the radio. There was a part in there where it said, I just knew my baby was going to assimilate to my life as a career woman. And she did not put in the second part of that statement, which was, but then I realized that after you have a baby, your life changes.
Sure.
Your mindset shifts. And that's when I decided to leave my job in television news, which we just spent a considerable amount of time talking about, to stay at home. And that's when I started my small business from home. Mm-hmm. And it was because of that small business and my experience with all different tiers of companies that I felt motivated to join the race for lieutenant governor.
Well, here's the part I found interesting, whether you think the piece is positive. I generally thought it
All right, well, you liked it.
Well, I thought it shed some cliches and stereotypes that people tried to staple to you. And I thought it was good that way.
Okay. I will reframe this. Jerry Bader.
In that regard. But what I thought was really interesting, where she starts is by the time...
If you've got someone believing their own positive press, and you have someone that you probably don't think is awfully humble.
By the time we're done talking, I know exactly how to buy a month's worth of Wisconsin Quick Trip. No, I know you're humble. I know. I mean, you even when it's completely flattering, you don't like it. You're uncomfortable with it. You just are. By the time we're done talking, I know exactly how to buy a month's worth of Wisconsin butter from Wisconsin Quick Trip. And what Clayfish thinks that has to do with the Republican politics. I thought this was really interesting. A former local news anchor turned politician with a sharp eye for marketing. She thinks Republicans and politicians in general spend too much time talking in millions and billions. I don't budget millions and billions. I budget in 20s and then hundreds. If we continue to talk in millions and billions, we make politics and policy inaccessible to people who don't talk legalese as their native language. I thought that was outstanding.
Oh, thanks. I say that a lot because our jobs in media, well, I'm not in media anymore, but you still are. Mm-hmm. Our jobs are to kind of take the politics and policy, distill them so that the listeners or the viewers or the readers can take what we have said, what we have distilled, and be motivated by it. Be motivated to either vote for something or against something, or be motivated to call their legislator or call, their governor's office, or be motivated to start a movement in their own community. But be motivated by whatever story it is we're telling. And I do think we lose people. We lose people by saying, hey, my gosh, can you even believe that we had a $912 million surplus? Well, the average person says, well, that's awesome, but didn't you just tell us that you had a surplus last year? Well, yeah, but we translate that into what that means for you. So last year that meant tax cuts for you. This year's, it means tax cuts again for you. The average Wisconsinite in this surplus is going to see $101 in property tax relief. The average Wisconsinite is going to see, now that's a median valued home, $150,000. The average Wisconsinite family of four going to see $58 for income tax relief. And then also the average family of four is going to see $57.90 per month back in their paycheck because of changes we made to withholding. Now, withholding is what government does off the top of your paycheck. So the government comes in, federal government does this too, sweeps a top chunk off your paycheck, holds it for themselves, gives themselves a short-term loan, and then may or may not give it back to you after they've earned interest on it and used it up a little bit at the end of the year in the form of a refund. And then we're all supposed to say thank you, right? So that's withholding. And we are in Wisconsin going to be giving that money back to you on the upfront instead of the back end. And if you total that, that's $681. That $101 plus the $58 plus the $57.90 per month. $681 is a serious chunk of change. And I think that's relatable. I understand $681 that I can budget for in my own family better than when I say $912 million surplus.
And I would argue the other side is actually better at that. They do it deceptively, you know, with the 77 cents on a dollar, you know, wage disparity, gender disparity, 10-10, give America a raise. They're not intellectually honest about how they do it, but they are better in using those things that you just because they can personalize.
Well, I think it's really important that we personalize, that we meet people where they're at.
Yeah.
And people aren't at budgeting in millions and billions. We just don't do that in our families. We do budget in our grocery budgets and our gas budgets. We just went back to, Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace University. Yeah. We're back to the envelope system in the Clayfish household. So we're moving to a cash-only system here. And so, you know, we've got our little envelope for groceries, and we have our envelope for gasoline and our envelope for babysitters and our envelope for entertainment. And I think that's how people operate in their households. So why don't we talk like that? It's just far easier to understand, and it does motivate people.
All right. Want to get to a couple of other things before the top of the hour. Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish with us until the top of the hour, including another event going on in the relatively near future that she's going to be part of. Want to talk about that. And I don't know if you heard what Joe Biden said about Wisconsin. Did you hear about? You did. Okay, we're going to play the audio, and get and let you loose. Actually, is what we're going to do in 3 minutes. It's 10:40.
Was my eye roll on camera there?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. It was.
The Jerry Bader Show.